This is a president who campaigned on protecting, cherishing, valuing veterans. There's been no such consideration given to veterans within the federal government.
That's exactly right. They're saying one thing and doing another. And you ask me how I'm doing, I'm pissed off. And veterans around this country are pissed off, and Americans around this country are pissed off, because it's like every day we're getting another body blow to the soul of America. And here we have not even a public announcement, but a leaked memo that the new VA secretary, who's a pretty radical guy, is now going to lay off 83,000 people at the VA. 25% of them are veterans. Meanwhile, as you cut into the federal government, one third of all of those cuts are veterans. We got the unemployment rate down in the beginning of the year to just over 4%, historic low. We've been fighting for 20 years to get the veterans unemployment rate down. This is going to blow it up. And that's the actual effect of what they are doing will have. No matter what they say, watch what they're doing. And right now, the flamethrower, that is Doge and Elon Musk, is coming straight for the VA.
Is there blowback? Obviously, there's blowback from veterans who've been fired. What about families of veterans, people who voted for Donald Trump in veterans' communities? What have you been seeing?
I'm seeing it come from all sides. And where I've really been seeing it come from is inside the VA for the last couple of months. They're demoralized. They feel beaten down. There's no clarity. There's no certainty. Everybody's waiting for the Doge guillotine to drop and get an email in the middle of the night to find out that they're fired. These are people who are disabled veterans. These are people who've honorably served their country and want to continue to serve their country. But they're also fighters. And I've said this before, I think they're making a bit of a miscalculation, because veterans are fighting back. They're going to be protests starting as early as next week. We're recruiting independent veterans who've been laid off and fired to run for office this year. We've gotten over 200 of them already that are interested. And we're going to organize like we always do. We're going to fight back for what is sacred. And I think we're going to be a lead element for this entire country, not just for veterans, but for teachers and everybody else who needs fighters right now.